Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Art's Game Show Party here in quarantine. And we're going to get to our switchboard and see who's there. And we have, let me get this on here. We have 4641.
Yes, how are you doing?
Doing well, Ron. Ron, so far you're the only caller, so we want to remind people to call on in at 516-387-1915, and they can get in on the game. We're going to talk some game show and play some random TV trivia called the TV Time Test. And Ron, how are you doing? What do you have up for us today?
Well, later on tonight on our Zoom conferencing meeting and also our taping, we're going to be taping the second part of the game show block party, the one we did Match Game Night instead of the final one. Well, since it went long and since the tape was went long for over about 15 minutes in the first segment and the Joe's the toll-free and all kinds of stuff, we're going to put another 15 minutes into the second half. And then later in the second half of the show, we also going to do a taping on a game show that I had a chance to do this, and I saw it for the first time yesterday. It's based on a Canadian game show called, have you heard of, like, Headline Hunters?
Okay, let me get a caller on, Ron, because we have 0993.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hi there.
Hi,
welcome
Andrea.
To our show. And Mike, I recognize your number. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And
Mike, how are you doing?
Ready for it.
Terrific, Ron. How are you?
Good. We're all set to go.
Another week. And my beard is a little longer. My hair is a little longer.
Yeah, mine too. I did order a hair clipper. I have a Flobee somewhere in my house. I just can't find it.
I know
it.
You have a Flobee. You got to find it. It's with the lamp.
Yeah, I have a Flobee somewhere.
But I want to, you know, it was a really good invention, one of those, oh my God, in the 90s, everything was an infomercial. And when they had that infomercial, they made believe, Ron Ronco, remember Ron Ronco? Ron Pulido?
Yeah, set it and forget it.
Yeah. I know. I'm at the Ron
Pulido. Oh, we have Holly on. Hey, Holly,
it's
how you
Ron
doing?
Hi. What's it be Zach?
Ron Popeil, that's right. I called him Ron Ronco. I hear you, Holly.
I hear Holly.
But anytime he showed something, I had to have it. The Flobee wasn't his. And now it was a good invention, but I got to say this. Until you hooked it up to the vacuum, it was a pretty big job. It wasn't exactly small, the Flobee. You know, you had this whole contraption that, you know, you had to hook up to a vacuum, plug in the vacuum, so you had the vacuum
cord. Yeah, I remember that one.
You got the hose of the vacuum, and you had this big thing. So the Flobee would actually be an interesting setup if you just had a dedicated barber chair, maybe.
Right, but in your living room, it really wasn't convenient, I don't think.
Yeah, right.
Well,
where was I going to do the Flobee? I mean, where do people do it, you know? Not everybody had that spare Flobee room, but I did order a hair
extension cord in the backyard.
In the backyard, that's right. Yeah, my mother's saying,
you know,
that she liked the Flobee.
I'll tell you something, it was more crazy now because even though I have a Showtime roaster myself at home, so I still use
it. Oh, I have a Showtime roaster. Yeah, I have that too. Set it and forget it.
Yeah,
what about the hair in a can? Did he sell that too?
A what?
Didn't he sell hair in a can?
Yes,
oh,
and
yeah,
thank goodness I didn't need
that.
Did. What was
that
called? GLH9. We should have a trivia game with all the infomercial items. GLH9, yeah, hair in a can.
I loved infomercial.
Ron, did you ever try that?
No. I don't use it. But it's just strange because, you know, when you get the ball fly, I never see anything like a ball fly that you can grow a hair instant hit for about 2 minutes. And I don't know whether it's like sleeping, getting crazy, or they left hair on a bed on the sheet of the
That was probably cancer in a can.
Yeah, who knows what was in there.
God only knows.
I hope. Yeah, I know that.
And then the miracle slices onions so fast you won't even shed a tear.
I know.
Well,
what about the pocket fisherman? If you're looking way back then, think about the pocket fisherman if you remember that one.
But you know who I like, and I really do? Kathy Mitchell.
What's that?
Kathy Mitchell, she sells those copper pans.
Oh, with her copper pans.
Oh, yeah.
And if you buy the first one, you get the second one free. Just pay extra fee.
I do have the copper square thing at home. I'm using these before when I make the pancakes. So it's not that bad at all. So good.
Do you follow Kathy Mitchell's recipe booklet?
Actually, I didn't have Kathy Mitchell's book, unfortunately. That's way back. But when the copper things come in, now it's crazy with the flying pans. Like frying pans going up like this, like the blue diamond thing, the blue diamond frying pans and everything else. They were floating up here, except for the two things. The copper, and then they got copper fries. And I saw that commercial where they had the copper basket, the copper pans, a copper, whatever. They do have the, and I got a red copper coffee mug one time. I used to have that.
Oh, and we got Phil joining us. Phil, how's your Kathy Mitchell pan doing?
I got it for free.
Yeah, but you had to pay the...
Not necessarily. But that joke
had
was free.
Had to pay the extra fee, though.
You got it for free. Just
pay an extra fee. Question.
I wasn't having a good time already so far.
Oh,
I don't know why she calls it dump cakes. She calls
and
it dump cakes.
And you're having a good time so far hanging out this way.
Yeah, but that was her recipe. That's just a recipe book that she sells. But I actually have the copper pans. The first time we used it, my mom made French toast and it was sticking. Let's just say she was cursing Kathy Mitchell. But you have to, here's the deal, you do have to... You have to cure the pan. You have to put oil on it and put it on the stove before you use it the first time.
Wow.
So,
well, that's what they did. Anyway, that's according to mine, and it paid off nicely anyway. Yeah, but think about some crazy new stuff coming up this fall. We already know we are talking about the Emerald Lagasse oven, you know, with the air fryer thing.
Hey, well, I have an air fryer, but his, you know what? It's called Cognitive Differences. I got... Cognitive dissonance. I bought an air fryer at Kohl's, and I look at the one he's showing on TV, and I'm like, gee, mine doesn't do that. You know, his does a couple of things. And his has racks on it, you know, and mine has one rack, and it leaves you feeling, gee, maybe I should have waited and bought his.
Well,
but you know what's
going to
happen next Black
thing.
Friday? I'm probably going to be out there. Hopefully stores will be open again. And I'm probably going to be out there buying.
We're all hoping for the best anyway. Because, you know, when you start buying,
I don't like getting it in the mail anymore. I really like picking it up at stores. A lot of times, if you wait on those seen on TV items, they come down a little in price in the stores now.
They certainly is. And I picked up a couple of them recently at the stores. Like, for example, there was the, what was the one? The clear TV antenna. They still have it anyway. And now they're putting some new stuff, like high-definition clear TV, and they always put the same crazy stuff in there, like putting 50 channels in there. You put we have about 39 channels here, right close to out. It's very difficult when you get this for it anyway.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we've got 5 more minutes live, so I'm going to let callers come in, And then once we go into archive, we're going to start a little trivia game. We got two categories. We have cartoon trivia. We have TV catchphrase. And then Ron was just telling us what he's showing today on Road Trip. It's going to be
right
one
now.
Of those.
Yes, the game we played last week, and it's going to be so fun. You're going to watch it. It's going to be Word Slam, the one we did last week on the show. You're going to get to see it on TV. And then we'll play Match Game, which will follow that one. So this 30 minutes, I think we get the whole 30 minutes in there. We're down, up, down, anyway.
All right. Sounds good. Well, if anyone needs to call in or wants to call in, we're still here at 516-387-1915.
Austin's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, my birthday was yesterday. That's right. Everybody has a birthday.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So it's great. Well, we didn't have a chance to go down to...
Happy birthday.
I can't wait until next year. I hope they're going to reopen so I'm going to get to that spin thing anyway.
Why did you say, Holly?
We could try singing Happy Birthday, but it'll be in different keys and it'll be delayed.
Oh, you could sing Happy Birthday. You know what? You used to not be allowed to sing it because that was owned by the Kennedy sisters, but they lost the copyright. So we could sing Happy Birthday, and we won't have to pay royalties on it now.
I've never paid royalties.
Merry rest in peace.
Oh, boy. So, go for it. Well, I'm going to place wagers on this one now.
Well, who wants to say? I'm not going to sing happy birthday to myself. I did once, there was a very strange restaurant in Queens called B.U. Bella, and we once saw a guy singing happy birthday to himself.
B.U. Bella? That's the one in, where? Sorry?
It was in Forest Hills. It's now demolished. Yes,
oh
my mom just
God.
Pointed out from the sidelines here that when you wash your hands, if you sing happy birthday twice, that's what you're supposed to do to give yourself a good hand wash. As you wash your hands, sing happy birthday twice. Hey, we have another caller. 6437. I know who it is, but I'll have him identify himself.
Give the potato what he deserves.
Good evening.
Well, finally,
how are
you
doing?
Understand the word. Well, you finally understand the word batak.
I think now we broke the record here. I have six callers. I don't think we've ever gotten that high. So even with Blog Talk Radio, we were able to get the two-hour show. Remember that, Phil?
Oh, really?
We know that, but when you look now at a big record, this is going to be our record pace right here and then. You know what I'm talking about.
Arthur. Art.
Yeah.
So who's on the line?
What?
Well, let me tell you.
We got Holly. We got Ron. We have Studio Mike. We have Phil.
We have Andrea.
And Andrea, yes.
Andrea,
did I miss anybody?
So, wait a minute.
We have me.
We have Phil, Holly.
Andrea, Ron. Studio Mike.
Oh, wait a minute. Come on. No, you mean, okay, never mind.
Don't even think about it. Don't even think about this.
And we still have another minute for people to call in, and then we go into archive for 15 minutes, and then Ron takes over on Zoom. And Phil, you're coming on Zoom at what, 12:20?
12:20-ish for an actual taping. That is going to take some time
cool.
for me to
you know,
set
we
up.
Need it.
So, yeah.
Well,
don't expect this every
Zoom
week, though.
GDP coming up anyway, so we're waiting for it.
And we hopefully
want to get a mystery guest on there as well, so this one is going to be totally crazy. And we're also going to be taping during the Zoom conferencing meeting. It's going to be the most ridiculous one we'll get, so trust me, it's going to be fun.
Okay, well, I have about 25 seconds to say good evening to the live viewers, but we're going into archive, and archive, you could listen to this at your convenience, and we do get listeners, you know, coming around and listening to our show. So we're going to play a little game. So for our live viewers, you have 8 seconds to call on in. If not, we'll see you next Friday. And we're in archive now. So we're going to play some TV trivia. And our first round will be TV catchphrases. So I'm just going to take the majority answer from the group. Okay, we'll play like that. I'm going to give you a catchphrase, and you tell me what TV character said it or is famous for it. So the first one we have is go. Now, who said that? Fred Flintstone, Peter Griffin, Hank Hill, or Homer Simpson?
Homer Simpson.
Okay, we all want to say that?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll say. And, yeah, that was a little bit easy. Yeah, that was. We even got bells over there.
I'll get the bell in a second. Hang on 1 second. That was one correct. Anyway, so give me 1 second here. That's give me 1 second. I'm trying to get the bell right here. Hang on 1 second.
Well, let's not worry about it because we don't want to go into archives. We don't want to be. Because the new Blog Talk, the minute the 15-minute archive ends, we're cut off. We're going to be in Ron's show. Second.
We got it now.
There we go. You rang? You know, I used to have my whole bell set up here with the Blog Talk thing. I mean, we're talking about actual physical bells and buzzers. You rang? Was that Mr. French, Lurch, Florence Johnston, or Benson?
I think I did a good question to myself, but I'm going to say it.
Lurch.
I used to like Mr. French from Family Affair. He was so sophisticated.
No.
So we'll go. Oh, there you got it. Lurch is correct. Okay, here we go. 3. That's what she said. Was it Ted Mosby, Sam Malone, Michael Scott, Hawkeye Pierce?
Michael Scott.
Daddy Michael Scott.
I'm going to go with Michael Scott. That's right. Okay, this is one I know. Up your nose with a rubber hose. Was that Barney Stinson, Joey Tribbiani, Arthur Fonzarelli, or Vinnie Barbarino?
Barbarino.
Now what? Okay, I think that's right. What street was the opening scene of that show?
You know, it's crazy. When I saw the opening, I think New York City Avenue in Brooklyn.
I think it's 86. We're going to check that out. I think it's 86th Street, which I was going to say is near and dear to your heart. But Vinnie Barbarino is 86th Street, right?
Yeah.
It's very appropriate now.
Yeah.
Get a bubble.
I know nothing. Was that Sergeant Schultz, Gladys Kravitz, Radar or O'Reilly, or Roger Healy? Good characters.
Wow. I know nothing. Nothing.
I know nothing. It's like Schultz from Hogan's Heroes, I guess.
You think it's Sergeant Schultz?
Yeah.
Sergeant Schultz.
Is correct, yes. Okay. Missed it by that much.
I knew it.
Robert Barone, Chuck Towski, Jack Bauer, Maxwell Smart.
Let me do that first impersonation. Mess it by that much. Maxwell Smart.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Ron also knows, known as Agent
99.
Oh, no, he was 86. 99 was.
Oh, 86.
You better buzz yourself on that.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, okay. I'm not buzzing anyway.
Okay.
Just like that.
No.
Well, isn't that special? Was that Father Guido Sarducci, Stuart Smalley, Max Foley, or Enid Strict?
For my tight.
The church lady.
The church
lady, but I just gave
her name.
What's her name?
I think Max Smalley, I have no idea.
You're going to go with, do we all agree with that?
I know it's a church lady, but I can't think of her name.
Well,
I
have all right, Father Guido Scuti, Stuart Smalley, Matt Foley, or Enid Strict.
I think Stuart Smalley, I agree. Stuart Smalley.
Wait, what did you say, Matt Foley?
No, no, Stuart Smalley.
Stuart Smalley. No?
I say Enid Strict.
No.
Okay, which one do you want to go with?
Enid Strick.
Enid Strick? Yes. Yes, that's the church lady. I never
church
knew
lady.
That was her name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you're going to get this one, obviously. Who said,
I think it's
here's
okay.
Johnny? Was it Paul Schaefer? Andy Richter? Ed McMahon? Or Guillermo Rodriguez?
Of course it's Ed McMahon, because I've known this guy too long. I met him a number of times, Ed McMahon.
You met Ed McMahon?
Over on NBC a number of times in the New York area.
Very nice. Let's see if it was. Yeah, it was
first
Ed McMahon.
Over NBC, and then I met him over Fox News. He was a guest on Fox and Friends that time. This was right before he passed away, way back then anyway. So it was 2000, something like that.
Okay, who said Nanu Nanu? Alf, Marvin the Martian, Dick Solomon, or Mork?
Mork.
Mork is...
Anderson Mork.
Well, you know your TV. Okay, so we have our last question. Waka Waka, Bernie Mac, Fozzie Bear, Krusty the Clown, or Cookie Monster?
Fozzie.
Anderson Fozzie.
Fozzie is right. Well, let's go for some more of these. We do have some more. Okay, I think we're going to get this one. What's up, Doc? Was that Tweety Bird? Daffy Duck. Bugs Bunny or Porky
Bugs
Pig?
Bunny.
Yeah, that's sometimes we have to give you an easy one.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny is right.
Bugs Bunny.
Dino Mike. Was that Fat Albert, George Jefferson, Will Smith, or J.J. Evans?
J.J. Evans.
J.J. Evans. Right? Okay.
That had a good theme
nook,
song.
Nook, nook, nook. Nook, nook, was that Curly Howard, Lou Costello, Stan Laurel, or Groucho Marx?
That was Curly.
Think that was Curly?
Oh, it's gonna be Curly.
Stooges.
Curly's right from the Three Stooges. Caramba! Caramba! Bart Simpson, Ricky Ricardo, George Lopez, or Ugly Betty?
Bart Simpson.
Simpson.
Is right. But I don't think you really missed one.
I know that one because
to the Moon, Alice, with
that
Al Bundy, Archie Bunker, Michael Scott. Ralph Cramden.
Ralph Cramden.
Ralph Cramden is right. And here's the last one. Hello, Newman. Was that Jerry Seinfeld?
Newman.
Phoebe Buffay, Barney Stinson, Sheldon Cooper.
Jerry Seinfeld.
It's Jerry Seinfeld.
Perfect score. You guys were good. Well, I don't think we're going to have time to start the cartoon. We'll save that for now. We have to make these a lot tougher for next time. So, Bill, let me hear what you have coming up. What we have coming up with, I know we're going to do some things with the game show block party.
Yeah, this will be an actual game show block party taping. This is probably going to be either once a month or twice a month. I haven't decided yet. There's going to be a lot of camera switching. It's going to be like a taping, but we're just going to do it from home. I'm going to try to host and switch at the same time, which would be really tough. We're going to be playing Password, so we're going to be needing two teams of two. So I hope you guys are up for that, and I hope to air this on QPTV immediately, and I'll pass it along to Art to air on Brick as soon as possible.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
And definitely either use it on the Game Show Block
planned.
Party or... for Studio 68, one of the two. They'll be there.
Yes. Yep.
We'll be all around again.
What's being planned if we don't get to tape this summer, we're still up in the air, is partial internet material combined with game shows that we taped over at Mill Basin. I would go as early as 2015. Before that, you know, we have a lot of usable material that I don't get to that we tape all summer long. And then I have to pick no more than 52. And then, you know, for a while we had Homecoming. We had the QPTV studios. So I don't even get 52 weeks every year at Mill Basin Day Camp of shows to use. And often we'll have more than 52 usable tapes. Quite honestly, when you're dealing with kids, there's a lot that are not usable. Something goes wrong. Certainly with a lot of younger groups, it's hard to use it. You know, they just come out bad. Mike, you remember the codes.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. In our little logbook.
Some of those codes are not suitable for this radio show.
Yep. Some of the programs now, right? What we've done now is something I resisted for years, is if something is really unusable and we know it, we just erase it right away as if it didn't happen. And I know in the past I didn't do that.
Could have been doing in 2008.
Would have been nice, right?
Yeah.
But you know, I have to be honest, why? Nothing from the 90s. Absolutely nothing from the 90s was usable. And Ron has acquired those and has really put them into good shape. You know, if you look at what we did, Ron, they were like a lot of weird camera angles, sometimes moving cameras.
So what I did is a lot of needed editing. Yeah, a lot of editing, so I'm going to chop it up, some interrupting answers for the kids and the audience to get answers. And
a
we
lot
edit
of
a number of things and do a lot.
A lot of sanctioning.
So we've already done about 10 shows now with you guys, with the game show studios way back, that we just introduced during my show, Road Trip, back in January. And now we're going to add some more surprises, including there's one that is on Memorial Day weekend, and it's the dating game. And it was actually, I was watching this, I was so cracked up seeing you doing the game, and I was died laughing on.
Well, I wasn't even in it.
It wasn't.
I would assume I was physically in the room, but even in it.
Well, it just goes to show you. It was a lot of fun, but you'll see everything when we're going to talk about when we do the taping, and then we'll show you the day game in its entirety. It's going to be the very funny episode. It's going to be on Memorial Day weekend. So since we have no picnics out there on Memorial Day weekend, the only place you can check it out is watch it right here on Memorial Day weekend. It's about 4 weeks from now, so it's going to be very exciting.
Right. So, you know, when you look at a lot of the things that we used to, and I probably came in line with the whole taping everything, but you know, we kind of have a lot of usable stuff. I think that may have started pretty recently, but it kind of evolved in that. So, you know, if I look at tapes from 2016, there's a lot of stuff that we just didn't use that could go on. So we're gonna, you know, try to do that with some presence that we're gonna get from the internet. Those will not be counted towards the 500 shows that we're reaching. That will be done at Mill Basin Day Camp whenever we could. And like everything else, that might be, this is like almost being a year in a cocoon. You know, we're in hibernation. And Phil, we're going to hear you soon. Ron, we're going to hear you soon. We have 32 seconds to say good night and good weekend, and we're going to continue this next weekend. Next Friday, I'll be back with our game show party to start off the evening, leading into all the other good stuff that goes on and on and on. Anyone quickly want to bump something?
Well, we'll see you in just 5 minutes from right now. If you want to watch Road Trip, it's coming up in just 5 seconds. It's on Brooklyn Free Speech. So check it out.
And we'll get that link going.
Right.
All right.
See you in 5 minutes, everybody.